Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is being recorded on August 7th, 2008, and this is episode number 157. Well, I'm car casting today as I'm driving through western Nebraska, kind of a unique drive. I'm driving in the panhandle of Nebraska on a highway, and I'm seeing lots and lots of motorcycles coming from Sturgis, the big motorcycle rally is taking place right now in South Dakota, and a lot of those bikers are coming the other way, so I've probably seen a couple hundred motorcyclists today. Every time you stop to get gas, you see a whole bunch of people with their Harley-Davidsons outside and stuff like that. So kind of interesting as we drive through the countryside today. I can remember back in high school, my dad decided to take us to Mount Rushmore. And so we planned a family vacation, and as we're driving up to South Dakota, we see motorcycles and motorcycles and motorcycles. And it wasn't until we got there that we realized that Dad had planned the family vacation for the exact week of the Sturgis rally, and so there were literally tens of thousands of motorcycles up there, and which is absolutely fine, but it was just very, very crowded, and every time you drove somewhere, there were motorcycles everywhere, and it was just a very, very interesting family vacation. So that's what I'm seeing as I drive through and come down on this trip today. I'm traveling out to Wyoming. I'm going to pick up my family and head back home right before school starts. So that kind of leads me into today's topic a little bit. I'd like to kind of throw an idea out there and see if anybody thinks that this would work in the classroom or if they have ever done anything like this. I'm just going to kind of throw it out there and see what kind of reaction it gets. But for the last couple years, I've thought about incorporating some type of project in my 8th grade American history classroom that kind of feeds off of what some people call the Google principle. And I read the story of the two guys that started Google a couple years ago, and the thing that interests me the most about Google is the concept that they give their workers or their employees a certain percentage of time that they can work on their own individual projects. And both of the founders of Google came from families where their parents were in higher ed. And this whole idea comes from the concept of professors being able to do research on their own or work on their own individual projects roughly about 20% of the time. So I believe the number is the same within Google today. They give some time to their employees to work on whatever project they feel passionate about. And the cool thing about Google is many of these ideas that have started off as something that somebody's worked on independently gradually becomes one of the new services that Google has. So if you research some of the things that Google does, a lot of those come out of what they call the Google principal time, where they can work on their own individual projects. And I'm talking about things where they have a particular passion, they're doing research, they're doing development, and they're completely working on their own. So the way Google does it, it's about 20% of the time. And I've often thought, well, what if we incorporated that same model into our classroom setting? So, for example, if I gave so much time to my students where they could work on whatever history project they would like to. Now, obviously, I don't think I could do 20%. That would mean that I would have to basically give up one day a week to just allow students to work on an individual project. But when I've thought of this in the past, I've thought about possibly 10%. So that would mean about every 2 weeks, I would give them a one class period where they could work on a project that they felt very passionately about. Now, I teach 8th grade American history from roughly the beginning of the Revolution until about 1900. But I often have students come up and say, hey, Mr. Langhorst, you know, I'm really, really excited about finding out more about World War II or Vietnam, different things like that. And in our particular curriculum, they cover those things in their freshman year. And so many times when they come up and say that they're really excited about World War II, for example, I say, well, you know, that's something that they'll cover next year in class and we won't actually cover in my particular class. Or some of my students really love ancient world history. They love learning more about the Romans or the Greeks and things like that. So my vision, and again, I've never done this. I've thought about it for the last couple of years, but I guess I haven't had enough guts to actually try it. But allow my students to have one day, about every 2 weeks, where they could work on an individual project that they would work on throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, maybe say in April, there would be a particular time when they would present the projects they've been working on the entire year. So if I have a student, for example, that's very passionate about learning more about D-Day, they could be working on a project throughout the year, and I would basically open up the project to a variety of different formats where maybe they're doing a podcast, maybe they're doing a video, maybe they want to do some kind of multimedia presentation. Maybe they just want to do a booklet. Maybe they want to do an essay of some kind. Maybe they want to do an interview with somebody about that topic. But then at the end of the year, in April, they would have some type of showcase. So imagine kind of like a science fair, except all the students are demonstrating what they did on their passionate project throughout the year in history class. I think it would probably work. One of the first questions that a lot of people would ask is, how would you possibly work this into the curriculum, especially if it's not covering a topic that's between the beginning of the American Revolutionary War and 1900? But when I look at my history standards, there are quite a few standards that are under what we call the Missouri Show Me Standards, where students have to do things like incorporate research in history, use technology as a tool to either produce a project or work on a project. One of the Show Me Standards talks about using skills to collaborate. So I think that there's a lot of ways you could attach a curricular objective to this project. And I think that one of the obstacles would be really trying to set enough guidelines so the students knew what they were supposed to be working on and not just using that time, you know, idly. So you'd have to have a definite structure in place so that they knew what they could and couldn't do. There would have to be some kind of vehicle there to ensure that they were making progress. Because if you look at the course of the year, if you went about every 2 weeks, we have roughly, I think it's 18 weeks in our first semester. So in the first semester alone, you'd have about 9 class periods, and they definitely have to be making progress. If they're all working on different projects or different types of projects, there'd have to be some way to account for if you're doing, you know, a single podcast, if you're doing a single video, different things like that. But I think that it has potential. I don't know if I have enough structure formally in my mind where I could write that up at this point. But I think that it's something that possibly could be something that I do in my classroom in the future. So I'm just kind of seeing what, you know, my listeners might think about that idea. I'm really intrigued with the idea of allowing students to take something that they feel passionately about and then applying that using the skills that we're teaching them. Because I think that's a lot of the Web 2.0 is allowing them to use various tools and create something. And what better way than take something that they feel very passionate about and then, you know, making that come to life in a project. And some of these things could definitely be archived at the local historical society. Maybe it's something that has some type of local attachment. And maybe I could try and kind of see if some students would do something that had a local historical flavor to it so that when it was finished, if it's a video, if it's some kind of, you know, written up type text project, we could put that in the museum. But I think that there's some valuable lessons that we could use in this project. But again, I don't know if I have enough of an idea of how I want to structure it and how I want to make sure that I can keep track of what the students are doing. So I would love to hear your ideas. You can just put them on the comment to this post, or if you'd like to email them to me directly, you can send it to me at speakinghistory@gmail.com. And maybe somebody out there has done something similar. Now we do have a History Day program in our building, and that would kind of lend itself to History Day. Currently, our gifted teacher in the building does History Day, and she does an amazing job with her students. They do really well in regional competition and state competition, but not all of my students participate in that. So it could be something where maybe that time is used so that they could work on their History Day project if they're in the gifted class. And then those students that are not in the gifted class could also, you know, be incorporating some of those skills in a large project. So would love to hear your comments if you have any ideas. Again, you know, we're looking at starting school in about a week or so, basically 2 weeks, and I'm not sure if I have enough structure in place to do it this year, but I think definitely down the road this is something that I'd like to do. I'm going to do something with my students with an oral history project where they're going to be doing some internal interviews with family members, and that's probably going to be our big major project this year. But somewhere down the road, I'd still like to incorporate this Google principle in allowing my students to do different projects. So thanks for listening to this podcast. Again, as I'm driving in western Nebraska, beautiful blue sky, just rained a little bit. The crops are looking great. Everything is green. Just passed a couple windmills and cattle in the fields and in grazing and stuff. And it's just a beautiful sight. And thank you for listening. And we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.